On today's show, Tata does what Ford could never do with Jaguar. Honda develops a new manufacturing process to make thinner A-pillars, and an American rookie wins the Indy 500. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 31st of 2016. Back when we were all in school, we got a report card to take home to mom and dad to show how well we were doing, or not doing. In the business world, those report cards are called quarterly earnings, and we've got two of them to talk about today from Volkswagen and Jaguar Land Rover. Let's start with JLR. When Ford put together its premier automotive group, it promised that it would generate one-third of the company's profits, and JLR was the crown jewel of that group. And you've got to wonder if Ford now regrets selling it off. Bloomberg reports that Jaguar Land Rover's profits shot up 56% to $690 million in the first quarter of this year. And that is awfully close to one-third of the profit that the Ford Motor Company earned in that same time frame. Okay, now for Volkswagen's latest report card. And it's easy to see that the diesel scandal is having an impact. The group sold over 2.5 million vehicles in the first 3 months of the year, which is down a little over 1% compared to the year before. Its total revenue of 51 billion euros is a drop of about 3.5%. The operating profit actually went up 3.5%, but the VW brand saw its operating profit plunge 86%. Net profit for the group came in at 2.4 billion euros, a drop of about 20%. The company expects to continue to feel the effects of the diesel scandal throughout the year. It estimates that its sales revenue will be down 5% compared to 2015. Okay, enough of the financial news for now. The greatest spectacle in racing, the Indy 500, took place this weekend, and it was truly spectacular. First off, the place sold out. They don't give out official attendance numbers, but it's safe to say somewhere between 300 and 400,000 people were at the track. After a day of numerous lead changes, rookie Alexander Rossi coasted across the finish line to win the 100th running of the Indy 500. On a bold race strategy, Rossi went the final 36 laps without pitting and finished the race on fumes. He actually ran out of gas on his victory lap. Honda nabbed a 1-2 finish with Carlos Munoz coming in second place, while Chevrolet took the next four spots with Newgarden, Kanaan, Kimball, and Hildebrand. And still to come, Honda develops a new manufacturing process so you can see outside of your car better.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Have you noticed how fat the A-pillars on some cars and trucks are these days? That's due to regulations to protect you in case your car rolls over. But some A-pillars are so thick, they can actually block your view of pedestrians or other cars. It's the law of unintended consequences. A safety law that actually causes a safety problem. That's why automakers are now using hot-stamped, ultra-high-strength steel so they can make thinner A-pillars. But Honda decided that did not go far enough when it came to designing the new NSX. If you're going to drive a supercar at high speeds, you need the best visibility possible. So its A-pillar is a steel extrusion, not a stamping, and they heat and quench it at the same time it's extruded. Honda calls the process 3DQ, which stands for 3D bent and quenched. And the result may be the thinnest pillar you're going to see in a car these days. Coming up next, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Don't worry, we'll explain that next.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Just about everything is going digital these days, even your rearview mirrors. Cadillac is the first to offer a rearview mirror that duals as a video display screen. All the driver has to do is flip the switch to get a reflection or a digital image. On last week's AutoLine After Hours, Neil Bohm, the VP of Engineering at Gentex, the supplier that created the mirror, explains why the new feature can take some getting used to.
One of the big ones is that aspect ratio or the size of objects. So as you look today, it's just the, take the Cadillac for example, it's about an 80 degree field of view, whereas normal mirror is approximately 20. It's a little more than that, but approximately. So you're getting four times greater field of view, but the objects also are smaller in that field of view. So you're now taking something that's behind you and it looks, you know, 10 times further behind or 5 times further behind just because the size of the object as you're compressing it. It does take a little bit to get used to. The one area that as we look forward and advances is how do you give the driver a better perception or understanding of where those objects are. Since you don't see the A-pillars, you don't see the back part of your vehicle because of where the, or sorry, this be the D-pillars. Since you're not seeing the pillars, how do you help the consumer that's looking at the display understand where that vehicle is relative to them?
Oh, interesting. Right.
So there are some areas that we're working on as the technology progresses that we'll be advancing on in the coming years.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or look for it on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.